You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, February 3rd, episode 3618, brought to you by Worm Flooring. Good morning, horse people.
You have found Horses in the Morning on a Monday. You're in for an amazing horsey week of laughter, learning, and fun with Glenn and Jamie.
That's right. We do have a fun week planned for you this week. And starting off today, we're gonna travel to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to the Farm Show Complex and talk about the Horse World Expo. I was at the first one. I think it was in 2002.
Oh, well.
So there you go. It's been around a while, and I know a lot of our listeners go to that. I'm going to have Jamie try and guess the top 10 movie horses by how much the movies made at the box office.
Oh, boy.
So that's going to be a switch. I know we'll see if any of your favorite movie horses are actually on the list. And we have some equestrian first world problems coming up later in the show. We'll do something in the Auditor Post show. I'm not sure what yet. But I did want to mention that a reminder, especially after last week on my Facebook feed, that we are a politics-free zone. You're not going to hear politics on our show. It's not something we'll talk about unless it directly involves the horse world in some way. And I want to remind the auditors that the auditor Facebook group is also a politics-free zone. As tempting as it is to post something one way or the other, it's one of the few safe places that we have left. So let's just keep it that way. You know, I was at this conversation actually came up at PodFest about politics on the show, if you don't have a political show. And I made this comment to several people. I have done 3,000 plus episodes with you. I don't know how you vote. And yeah. I don't care. It's true, right? You know how I vote. You know, because it's not something that, you know, that's important to us. What's important to us is what we talk about here every day. So that's what I wanted to just give everybody a quick reminder, because I think this is going to be one of those years. By the way, I did look up how many administrations we have been through since we started this show, and it's 5.
Oh, wow. Well, I thought it was interesting, the thing you posted on Facebook about the amount of episodes that have been ever podcasted. Go through that real quick, because that was really cool.
Let me find it here to get you the numbers. Hold on one second. Let me find it. I have it right here.
Yeah, don't talk politics to Glenn, because you just make him cry. Yeah, he just cries.
It just depresses me. I'm the person that doesn't watch the news anymore.
Well, I don't either. And to be fair, the one thing that my husband and I do not discuss is politics. Like, even in my own house, I don't discuss it with my husband. Probably because he makes me so mad. I'm like, hey, stop it.
And you know what's funny is I think you and I probably, I don't know for sure, but we probably kind of agree on most political stuff, but I don't know. We don't talk about it either. So the numbers were this just came out from January 17th. The total number of podcasts in the world is 4.3 million. The number that have published 3 episodes or more is about 3 million. The number that have published in the last 90 days is 400,000. So 10% are still active, basically. And I guessed this as best I could from what I know. The number that have published 3,600 episodes, like Horses in the Morning, is about 20.
Wow.
Out of 4,300,000. So
that's incredible.
So thank you for listening and making this all happen. You guys are the reason that we're still here, but that is pretty incredible. So go Horses in the Morning.
Listeners and sponsors, man. Thank you.
Yes. We're one of a very, very, very select few. I don't know how many. That would be 0.0001%. I don't know how many zeros that would be. On a lighter note, Thomas, who's one of our great listeners up north, wrote me an email. He's not on Facebook, so I get emails from Thomas all the time. And he said, in Friday's podcast, you talked about beet juice. Remember we talked about putting beet juice in tractor tires because it makes them heavy and it doesn't freeze? He said it's made from a Michigan company called Rimguard. Basically, it's molasses. It's a byproduct of the Michigan Sugar Company, and it's non-toxic to the environment. He said he's used it for 25 years in two of his tractors with no problems. He said his brother had a blowout in one of his tractor tires when he was cleaning his cattle yard, and the cattle thought it was better than a popsicle on a 100-degree day. So apparently the cattle liked it. So we have listeners that know about everything. We really do. So thank you, Thomas. He always comes up with stuff that nobody else knows about. Thomas knows about it.
But Thomas is awesome.
That's interesting. He said it is about twice as expensive as using salt on the roads. So Texas is probably one of the very few, I think, that does. But anyway, I thought that was fun.
That's because they only have to actually do their roads like once every 5 years. Yeah. So
they're the like, beet juice just sits the there. That's funny. All right, Daily Winnie time. I don't have any auditor birthdays today. So
Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday to no one. But I do have an auditor that posted something fun over the weekend. Not fun. Posted something depressing over the weekend.
It's really horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to give this to Auditor Kaylee. She said, the wind here is blowing so hard and it's supposed to feel like minus 43 tonight. I've locked both girls in a shelter and gave them a mountain of hay. So ready for spring. And then somebody asked her where she lives. Saskatchewan, Canada. So
Saskatchewan, eh? Oh, it's blowing like people? Nobody's business.
What do you always tell people?
You don't have to live there. I've got a spare room. Kaylee, come on.
Also, Puck's Tony Phil saw a shadow or didn't see the shadow. I don't know. It's another 6 weeks of winter.
But he saw his shadow, which means another 6 weeks of winter. And I would like to point out that we are currently in fake spring right now.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like 70 here today. Oh, wow. So unbelievable. Yesterday was, we don't have mud. It's like beautiful and perfect outside. And it's just enough to trick you into thinking that it's over. But what I read is second winter is coming. It will be here.
Well, he is, you know what? Phil's not really accurate. Because apparently he's only been accurate. He's only been correct about 30% of the time over the last 10 years. So if he says more winter, it probably means you're not going to have more winter. So
see, it's the exact opposite. You're just dangling the carrot in front of my face, and then I'm going to get punched in the face with the carrot.
Well, enjoy the spring while it's here.
Thank you. Oh, proud mama time. So Lucas had his final tournament. Oh, yeah. Again, my kid goes to this private school. It's like 3 miles away and we never could afford it, but they started doing vouchers. So we were able to get him into this school. They did those like school vouchers. So they give you money to send your kid because you're paying taxes anyway. So you have the vouchers and we send him to this amazing school and it is so bougie. It's ridiculous. He is on the archery team. That's a thing.
We had one at our high school, though.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea that archery was a middle school and high school sport, but we have traveled now to all these schools around, like in the sticks, in the middle of the sticks. And so it's maybe not that bougie because, like, I've been to, like, we went to McLeod, Oklahoma over the weekend. Do you know where that
sounds big.
No. Yeah, it's huge. And so McLeod hosted the tournament and Lucas qualified for state. And I'm so proud. I know they take like the top 16. He finished number 4. They average out all of the scores. And I would like to point out that he started doing archery when I competed in the Thoroughbred Makeover and bought a bunch of archery bows and arrows and targets and all this stuff. So he goes out with Chad and they practice archery all the time. And then turns out it's a sport and he's qualified for state. And it's all because of horses. Thank you.
He's not volunteering to do any mounted archery, is he?
No. And you know what's funny is I go out there and I'll try to shoot. Now I can't with the shoulder, but before I would try to shoot and I always shoot below the target. And it's because I'm like, I'm used to sitting on a horse doing this. My
much
aim is
higher
off.
Up. Now, did they shoot longbows or do they shoot compound bows?
Oh, man. It's like a whole thing. They shoot these compound bows, which are like $9 million. So fortunately, yeah. The school provides them. But yeah, they're compound bows. And it's like you could, it's like Katniss Everdeen taking down one of those ships in the second Hunger Games, you know? Yeah. They could take down an airplane with these things. They're ridiculous. So, but I was super nervous about, like, I'm sorry, you're just giving all these children bows and arrows, but it is like controlled by a whistle and they know the rules and it has been surprisingly not scary. So there's that.
Well, he's not at the other end.
I know, but what happens if he was like ran up to get his thing? But you can't go until you hear the whistle three times. Then you can go.
Yeah, I'm sure they're really careful about kids getting shot with an arrow.
Yeah, I was
unlike
I was
ghosts
nervous.
With that scout leader.
Yeah, he didn't have the whistle out under control.
No. You know what we had in high school that I doubt it exists anymore is we had a rifle team, and they shot 22 rifles, and it was in the basement of the high school. they had a range in the basement of the high school.
Now you're of the age. Was this before ear protection?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I never went down and watched them shoot, but yeah, the rifle team was a big thing, and they'd also travel around all the high school. That can't be a thing anymore.
Well, we're having a little bit of drama because of archery, because, I'm sorry, archery has one more week to prepare for state, but golf team started today. So it's like golf practice and archery practice are the same time. So, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then he may want to join the tennis team because he's been taking tennis. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, he could not, your son could not get any bougier than that.
I mean, archery golf,
tennis.
I just want the kid to ride a damn horse.
Are we sure
that's
he's
all.
Your son, actually? Okay.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Could you put all those away and ride your pony? Thank you. God, I hate myself.
That is the bougiest thing ever. I think it's just kind of funny that he's your kid.
I know. And all I want him to do is ride a horse. Like, that's not bougie.
It's the only
okay?
reason you had a kid. Is so that you'd have somebody to ride horses with.
All I wanted to do was braid his hair and put a little ribbon in the bottom and put him on his pony and take him to little horse shows. And he has short hair. He's a boy and he doesn't like horses. God.
You know what your horses do like, though, is the flooring in your barn.
Oh my God.
How's that holding up? The now we're talking about the worm flooring. And worm flooring can not only be put in trailers, but it can be put in barn aisles too. And you had a concrete barn aisle. You had it put in, what, about a month or two ago now?
Yeah.
How's it holding up? How's it doing?
It's awesome. And what's cool is, you know, like when you have a concrete barn aisle, you have to sweep and sweep and sweep and sweep all the time. Well, you can't sweep this. So I am forced to just use my blower. So I get to blow the barn aisle. It's fantastic. My farrier actually came a couple of weeks ago and he walked out and was walking through the barn aisle and he's so country. He's like, you know what this feels like? It feels like your floor's giving my feet a hug.
So it's Oklahoma Farrier approved.
It is Farrier approved. And Duke, bless his heart, Duke is 30 something. And I have this Andalusian who thinks he's the king boss. And so they harass Duke. And at times I'll just open the gate and let him in. And he trotted through the barn aisle yesterday and didn't slip because it's this amazing rubber flooring. And I was like, no, Duke, no, wait, go ahead. Go ahead. It's fine.
And do you just blow it out? Is it hard to keep clean?
Yeah. So when we muck the stalls, you'll have like a little kind of like pile. I'll blow all of it into one pile and then I can take like a dustpan and I just scoop it up with the dustpan and throw back in the stall and then blow the rest out. It's super easy. It takes less time than it took to sweep the barn aisle. Yeah. And way less work. Yay.
So you're glad you got it. And you paid for that. This wasn't like it was free. So
no, yeah, we paid for it. Yeah, it was not free. But I learned about the worm flooring and I went to them to have them put it in my trailer because I had like the aluminum flooring and I was just always nervous that if I don't take these mats out and clean underneath it, the urine is going to eat the aluminum. And I was like, I can't drive like this. And now that I've got the worm flooring put in, I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I don't have to move mats. It's fantastic. So you can put it in your trailer. And then we had a hailstorm and I got some extra money and I had to put it in the barn aisle.
There you go. And I know they do that at vet clinics, especially too. They put it in the barn aisles, and you can also get it put on your roof. You can get a different version put on your roof to protect your roof, whether it's your horse trailer or your barn. Actually,
it's a good product.
It would probably protect against hail damage too.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah,
that's so, next.
All right, wormflooring.com, W-E-R-M flooring.com to find a dealer near you. They have dealers all over the United States. Okay, so with a little help of AI, I put together a list of movie horses. I mean, we've talked about a lot about movie horses over the years, but then I got to thinking today, I saw an article and I got to thinking, I wonder which movies that had horses play prominent roles were the best at the box office. And so I had it ranked the top 10 by box office. And I want to see, because you're kind of a movie, well, as we learned on Friday, you're even a German movie, horse movie expert. So
I am well-versed in all the movies.
So we're going to see if you can guess. Now, you have to rethink this. These are horses that play prominent roles in movies. They aren't necessarily the star of the movie, but they play a prominent role. And we're thinking about box office now. So you have to kind of rethink, not your favorite horse movies, but which ones did well?
Are you asking me to name the horse or the movie?
Either one. I'll give you either one out of the 10. I'll give you.
Well, I mean, if it's not number one, it should be The Man from Snowy River and The Return to Snowy River. Where is that's it?
Nowhere on the top 10.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Okay, if I was going to think box office wise, I would probably go with Disney's Secretariat.
Secretariat is number 8.
Number 8. With 22 Ooh. Million. Yep. Okay. Well, I mean, then I got to go with Seabiscuit, because that Tobey Maguire Seabiscuit movie was awesome.
It's 2 for 2 so far. Seabiscuit is number 4.
Okay, number 4.
And by the way, they were at $148 million for Seabiscuit. Did pretty well at the box office. And now, do you know how old that movie is? Do you have any guess when it came out?
I don't want to know.
2003. It's 22 years old.
Shut up.
I remember when it came out like yesterday.
So horse movies. What about the one with the Dakota Fanning and the Dreamer?
No Dreamer. But although you really should keep thinking Disney for one of them. And you're going to kick yourself if you don't guess this.
Are we doing cartoons too?
It can be a cartoon. Yep.
Oh, okay. Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
Yep, Matt number Damon. 5. That is correct. Yay! Guess when that came out.
Shut up.
2002.
Now, remember, we talked to the director of that movie, and he talked about all the times that, meeting Matt Damon and all that. John Fusco. That. Yes, that was one of my favorite interviews we've ever done. John Fusco. He's so cool. Dude, are we, speaking Disney, are we going like cartoon horses?
Yep.
Or it's not all about the movie?
No, that's correct. It can be a cartoon horse in a movie. And
God, this is so broad.
You're
what
doing
about
good so far, though.
What about Maximus?
Yes, number
Tangled?
2.
Yay!
Tangled came out in 2010, the box office of $600 million. You are doing great here. I don't think you'll get number one at all, ever. I don't. You've actually missed two of your favorite movies you can throw in there. Well, one of your favorite movies. I don't know about the other one.
Okay, so The Man from Snowy and Return and Seabiscuit are probably my favorite movies.
It's a horse you talk about all the time that I despise.
A horse that I talk about that you hate?
Well, actually, no. This is... I think you talked about this recently, actually.
Are y'all listening and yelling at the podcast right now? Yeah. Because I can hear you screaming at me, and I don't know why. I mean...
Oh, you're going to kick yourself with two of these.
Okay, well, let me kick myself.
All right.
I don't know. It's morning. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Number 10. You want me to go through it? Number 10. These are the ones you didn't get. Trigger. From Roy Rogers, all the various movies, basically.
You told me to guess the movies as far as popular box office movies?
Yeah, they 15 million. They earned, believe it or not, but that was back in the 1940s. They did very
well. Okay. How about Hidalgo?
Nope. I would have guessed Hidalgo too, but it was way further. I couldn't believe it didn't do. I guess we all watched it on video because I didn't do very well at the box office. Number 9, you're going to kick yourself, Black Beauty. $20 million. And this was the remake done in 2020.
That one was 2020. Oh, is that the new one?
Yes.
That was about the Mustang Size movie is so good. You guys, Black Beauty, that one's really good. Now, what is Black Stallion?
Yes, number six. That's the that's the one I thought you would actually get right away. $37 million. It did pretty well at the box office.
Okay.
Number seven, which you didn't guess, was Flicka, $25 million. Young girl and her wild horse, Flicka.
Okay, see, that book, like, messed with my world, that book. It's a totally different book than the movie, so I wouldn't have even thought about it. I don't even think I've seen the movie Flicka.
Really? There's a horse movie you haven't seen?
The book damaged me. The book damaged me. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Once you didn't get, you got Spirit, right? Yep.
What was number one?
Well, number three was War Horse.
Oh, that's right. The Steven Spielberg.
$177 million. Number one, and I would not have got this either because I hate these and I never watched them. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers with Shadow
Fox. That's not a horse Shadow movie? Facts.
Yeah,
that's
but Shadow Fox, Gandalf's majestic horse. Plays a key role in the epic Lord of the Rings series, which grossed nearly $1 billion. I don't like Lord of the Rings. I thought it was the most boring thing I've ever watched.
So. Now, what's the one that I talk about that you hate? Black Beauty?
Yes.
Oh. Yep. That's great. Okay, well, that's a you problem.
So there you go. There's your top 10 by box office. I knew you would never get in 100 years get Lord of the Rings because it's not on our radar. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them all. I've seen them all, of course.
Did you watch them again?
No.
No.
I did it, okay? It's
you
done.
Suffered through. You know what
it's Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, I watched it, and I saw it, and I'm done.
Yeah, I'm good now. So I watched the first Dune, and I tell you what, I was never more confused during a movie. And I know people love Dune, and everybody's write your hate mail to Jennifer Horse Radio Network.
Was that on the list?
No, but just reminded me. And then I just the other night tried to watch the second Dune, and I mean, I barely made it through the first one, and I could not get – I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
Well, I watched Dune. I've watched it three times, or let me change that. I've watched the first 5 minutes three times. I keep falling asleep.
See, that's the problem I had.
Yeah.
That's the problem I had. And the other problem, I could not figure out the characters. And you know what? I didn't care. So there was that. I think you're either a Dune person. It's like you're a Mad Max person or you're not, right?
Yeah. Never saw those.
Yeah. Yeah, I've watched again. I sat through it and it wasn't my favorite. But anyway, there's your top 10. All right, we're going to get to our guests. But first, confidently address your horse's unique weight needs and help optimize their overall well-being with research-proven Purina Animal Nutrition Feeds, designed by passionate equine nutritionists. Partner with Purina to nourish your horse to their optimal body condition. Explore weight management resources for your horse today at purinamills.com/feed-finder. That's purinamills.com/feed-finder. And now we're going to call Denise. She is president of Equestrian Promotions. They run Horse World Expo in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, coming up the end of the month. We're going to find out what's new and exciting there because I know a lot of you go to the farm show complex in Harrisburg to see it. Well, Denise, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
You know, I went to the first one of these. I think we determined when. It was 2002 around there for Harrisburg?
I think that's right. It was either 2002 or 2003, but it's been a while.
We used to go to the one in Maryland all the time. For years and years and years, we'd go to the one in Maryland. And what I remember about Maryland is it was always snowing or icy or something. It was just...
Yes. We had the worst weather luck up there. We actually were hit with the number three record storm in history in 2016.
There you go.
And it was the only, we have had years where it was the only snow the entire year.
Well, they also at the complex they're at, Jamie, they also do, and we've talked about this in the show in the past, the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which is the largest agricultural indoor show of the whole country. And It always snows or ices or something during that.
Yeah, well, the farm show was either the same weekend as the Horse Expo, depending on the year, or the weekend before.
That's right.
For the horse show in Maryland. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. If it didn't get them, it got us, or vice versa, or sometimes both of us.
Well, I wish you good weather this year, okay? I'm wishing you good weather.
We like it just okay weather. Yeah. We want it to be about 45, maybe a little gray. That way nobody's out riding their horses. They don't have anything better to do.
And before we get to the actual event, the one thing that I remember is that it was always at the same time, either as the flower show there or the home builder show. Is that true still?
It was both at different times. So the home builder show, I believe, either they or the flower show, I don't remember which one, actually moved to a different facility, and the other show took their weekend. So keep in mind that facility is used to multiple shows. It's, that is not even close to reaching their max abilities. When you look at Farm Show and look at some of the events up there that take the entire building, it, like the extra garden show doesn't impact us at all.
No. And it's kind of fun because we'd go to both. So, you know,
yeah, there you go.
It's kind of fun for us. All right. So the Horse World Expo, when is it?
It's going to start on February 27th and runs through March 2nd.
You have my wife very excited on a personal note because she's flying home. We live in Florida now, and she's flying home to visit her mom that weekend. And ironically, she picked that weekend. You know, I'm sure there was no accident in that. she's very excited to go. So what's going on this year? What's new and exciting?
So we've got lots of new clinicians this year. We like to bring in people's favorites. But at the same time, we love to keep it fresh, too. So topics are all going to be new this year. Lots of new people. Theater Equus is going to be awesome. Pulled out all the stops this year to make sure we had really, really nice acts coming in. You know, of course, your Parade of Breeds changes every year depending on the horses. One of my favorites this year, which we've never had, is the Alcalteque.
Oh, yeah.
So looking forward to seeing those. I've never seen one in person either. So really looking forward to seeing those. And
they look
got a
fake.
Big group. They kind of do. Yeah. They've got that shine to their coat. And
I have seen them in person. And they look fake. They look like they should just be stuffed or something.
like plastic horses.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like they're a statue. So clinicians, you mentioned that. Can you name them?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you some of our major clinicians. I try not to do things off the top of my head because I have so much in my head. There's so much room, and I don't want to leave anybody out. So let me look these up real quick for you so I don't mess anybody up. So I know we have one of my favorites is going to be Tick Maynard this year.
Oh, yeah. He's a regular on our show.
Yeah. Warwick Schiller, who's never been to our event. John Lyons is making a big return this year.
Really?
It's been a long time since we've seen him, and he will be at our event.
But I haven't seen him out and about in a long time, John.
It's been a long time. He's a wonderful man. I took a clinic with him last year. He's actually coming in with Kenny Harlow, who was his very first graduate of his certification programs. So they've put together something they're working together on. Trying to think of some of the other great new guys.
Did I see
we have.
Guy McLean's going to be coming back?
Oh, Guy McLean. Yes. I think we'd get lynched if we didn't have Guy. There would be a revolution if Guy didn't come.
Yeah, he's been going
another
to that forever.
He's a wonderful, wonderful human being in addition to being a great performer. And he's just earnest. And what you see is the man you get. They're just good people.
So if somebody's going for the first time, do you have any tips for them?
Wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to print out the clinics. The schedule is on our website. They like to look over the schedule, mark where they like to go. If you're not a big want to stand in line kind of person, get your tickets in advance. That way you can just skip the lines, walk right around the ticket booth and walk right on in. The food is really good. Here's a tip that a lot of people don't know. There's a cafeteria in the building. They're usually only open on Friday and Saturday. But if you go up past the large arena, up the stairs, there's a really nice cafeteria. You could sit down and get a nice, fresh, hot meal instead of eating, you know, the fair food.
And it's kind of hidden away. You're right. That one is kind of hidden
is.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah. So I almost don't want to tell people because it's one of the places I go to eat and I don't have to wait in lines. But for the sake of everybody who should know that there's good food there, it's there.
Good. And then, so you have the, what's the show called again? Remind me.
Theater Equus.
And is that a special ticket too?
It is. That is a separate ticket. That's Friday and Saturday nights only. Some people come specifically for that and don't even go to the expo. Most people go to both, but it's a really neat family-friendly show. It's basically a variety show, all professional horse acts. You know, it's just fun. It's set to music. There's lighting. I mean, basically we have concert quality sound going on. It's just a really fun thing to just sit and do. And you can bring pretty much anybody. and they're going to enjoy it. They don't even have to be horse people. So you can drag your family along, even if they're not, don't share your passion, or if the kids really want to see it and the parents are just meh, go, because they're going to love it.
And of course, the other thing that horse people care about, especially our listeners, is shopping. And there are there's tons of that.
Right now, we're hitting record numbers of vendors this year.
Wow.
It's just mind-boggling, the assortment of vendors that we have. And they're going to be clothing and tack and horse trailers and, you know, some specialty, fun specialty items like cool gifts and handmade crafts that are horse-related, like gourmet food items that you can take home with you. All kinds of really nice stuff.
My wife wanted to know, is there a list of vendors someplace?
There is. Okay. If you go to our website, pretty much everything you're going to need to know is on the visit tab of our website.
Okay.
If you hover over that, you're going to see all the schedules. You're going to see vendor lists by name and by category. Try to make sure everybody knows what's going on when. The only thing that's not updated on our website at this point is going to be the Parade of Breeds demonstration. And I'm still working on that. Our show program needed to go out, so I had to prioritize.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right, great. What is the website so people can find all the information?
Sure. It's www.horseworldexpo.com.
This is bringing back memories because I grew up up there. I grew up in Lancaster County. So all of this brings back memories, the farm show and, you know, going to all of these events. I was working with Bit of Britain when... Yep. That first show. But that's why we were there. It's just setting up. We had a huge booth that first year.
Okay.
So this is definitely bringing back memories. Thank you for joining us today. And everybody that's going, have a blast. If you're going, you'll probably see Jennifer walking around because she'll be up there for the show. So wishing you good weather.
Thank you. And thanks for having me.
The foundation of a horse's well-being is a strong hoof. That's why Calexiquin, the new daily hoof supplement from the makers of Cosequin, contains key ingredients such as biotin, amino acids, copper, and zinc to support hoof integrity, quality growth, strength, and durability. What sets Calexiquin apart from other hoof supplements is the inclusion of vitamin E and selenium, which provide antioxidant support and membrane stabilization. Put your best hoof forward with Calexiquin. To learn more, visit calexiquin.com. That's CalexEquin.com.
I know listeners are always excited to hear about the horses you have in from Horse and Hound for Training. And, you know, many of them have been adopted out by listeners. So I saw one, Dawson City, and you're obviously not riding him, but Farm Boy is.
Yeah, so he's... I never know what I'm going to get, but a lot of times she will send me the horses that are very adoptable that just need to have somebody be sitting on them and shown that they're adoptable. And then she'll send me the ones that are tough. So I kind of never know what I'm going to get. I'll either get a super easy one or the ones that have a lot of baggage. And this is a 16-2 hand Blood Bay, four white socks in a blaze, just the most gorgeous, well put together horse that I've seen in a long time. He is so beautiful and he moves really nice. And man, I think Bear Barrett said it good yesterday. Farm Boy goes, man, somebody really messed him up. Like, yeah. Yes. He's just this is one of those thoroughbreds that, you know, some of them are so sensitive and so reactive. And if people have been hard on them, that sensitivity turns to anxiety. And so he's a very anxious, nervous kind of horse. But I texted her yesterday and I just said, I'm so glad you sent him here because he will learn that nobody's going to push him. Nobody's going to hurt him and he can relax. And so I'm really excited to see the change in this horse. Like yesterday we long lined him, Bear rode him Western, and I don't think the Western saddle fit him really good. So I said, get off. And so we're going to work on that because I can't get Farm Boy in the English saddle for nothing, Glenn, nothing.
He won't do it, will he?
He won't do it. So once I get him to relax a little bit, I can probably put Anna up there because he's a really nice horse. Hasn't done anything bad, but you can just see him like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I think he's going to calm down a lot. But just yesterday we introduced him. I was like, Barrett, long line him over this pole on the ground. And he's like, I can't go over that pole. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. So what I do is I go, okay, clearly you are upset about that. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to put poles all the way across the round pin. And so with my right hand is going to be so strong, Glenn. I picked up poles in my right hand and put them like across the diameter of the round pin and just let them go. And I was like, let him figure it out. So those are the kind of things that you have to figure out with this kind of horse. You can't force them to do anything. You can just make it okay. And once I put him in there, he saw the pole. He jumped it like it was 9 feet tall. And then he went over it the rest of the time. And we were able to long line him back out into the arena and get him over everything. So these guys are really fun to try to figure out. I also put him on some ulcer guard. And then I'm going to go pick up some liquid vitamin E today because I think he needs all those things just to make him feel better and feel good. So we're going to I'll invest those things into him. And I think he's going to be a really special horse, but it is definitely a minute away. I texted now. I'm like, he ain't going to be quick, but I'm really glad you sent him. So it's good.
Was he your campaigner or they race?
He raced, I have to look it up. He did race several times. He actually was, I think, born in New York. He's been all over the place. But oh, no, he's sold at the Ocala Breeders' Sale for like $30,000, right? And then just went straight to South Texas.
Oh.
You know, he didn't go through the Kentucky fancy horse pipeline. He went straight to Sam Houston, those kind of like lower level tracks. So I find, and y'all can email me if you want to complain, I find that a lot of the horses at like Keeneland and Churchill, like they have more, the horses are more valuable. So they have more educated handlers or staff. And the horses that come to me from a lot of the fairgrounds track and Sam Houston, all of these horses, and it's not everybody, it's not a blanket statement, but I tend to see that those horses are more roughly handled, like maybe through a handler or a groom that is, or a stall, anybody who is around them, maybe not as educated in the way to handle horses.
We had the same problem at the Penn National track.
Did you? Okay, yeah. So I'm not making that up. So yeah, I think, and the ones that are bigger like him are even more scared of people because the people that handle them are more scared of the horses because they're bigger. So it's like this snowball effect of distrust, I guess. And so we're going to prove to him that he can be trusted and just get him a really light hand because he borders on angry. He hasn't done anything, but I'm like, man, and that's what Farm Boy and I were talking about. Like, if you push him too hard, you're going to hit a button that you don't want to hit. And so we're just not even close to pushing buttons. And we're just going to let him know that nobody's going to push those buttons anymore. And he'll calm down, but he's only been here like 3 days. So I'll keep you guys up to date on how it's going. His name is Dawson. Okay.
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, that's all I can call him. It's like Dawson's Creek. But his name is not Dawson's Creek. His name is Dawson City. And so then I was like, what is Dawson City? And apparently it's a town in Canada. Okay. So All the Canadians are yelling at us. They're like, it's in Yukon. Apparently it was linked to the Klondike Gold Rush. So somebody who bought Dawson City thought they were going to.
Does he have a big hairy coat? Big furry coat? No.
No, he does not. Nobody. I think that the whole like, we'll name him Dawson City. That's where they went and made a lot of money. You did not make a lot of money on Dawson City. Sorry. You need to come up with something a little better next time. But yeah, so basically it's Dawson's Creek. That's what I call him.
Well, I want to talk to you about something too in the post show.
Okay.
Speaking of racehorses, myracehorse.com, of course, a bunch of our listeners, about 50 of them, and you and I both all own Sharon Caldera, and apparently he's going to race again soon, doing pretty well. Actually, won his last maiden race.
Yeah, Bullet Work too, and man, he's firing.
Is Chad home?
Yeah, Chad's right here next to me. But don't worry, he knows. He knows about the horses.
Okay, we'll talk about that in the post show, though. I'll talk to you more about that.
He knows I own racehorses. He doesn't know I might buy that broodmare band, but we'll talk about that later. It's fine.
You have to explain that to me. I didn't quite get it, so maybe in the post show you can kind of explain it to me.
Okay.
First, we have to talk about this.
It's time for the weekly look at your equestrian first world problems. This ought to be good.
That's right. It's time where listeners share their really sad problems that they're having, and they're looking for somebody to understand what they're going through. And I don't think there's a group that more understands your equestrian first world problems than the people listening. On Sundays, I put a post on the Auditor's Facebook page asking people to submit them, and they do. And so if you want to participate in this, you need to become an auditor. Glenn, how do they do that?
Just go to horseradionetwork.com, click on the auditor banner in the middle of the page, and for as little as $3 a month, you too can join.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. Let's start out. Let's see. Rachel. So Rachel got a new baby horse. Have you seen the picture of it?
No.
Huh. It is so beautiful. Four white socks in a blaze. And this is her response, her first world problem. My new horse, Vincent, has the absolute cutest high stockings, but he's gray and they're going to be gone soon. Man, if I would go back to Miles and Ace, I would have taken a picture like front, back, and sides every month, because every month he will change color. It is amazing, the gray horses. People, I had somebody come up, I've always wanted a horse that color. And I'm like, well, you got to get it at this age because he ain't staying this way. I always wanted dapple gray. No. Okay, let's see here. We're going to go to Lisa. Oh, I have missed three opportunities to ride my horses in the last week because I've had to go out to dinner and drink wine with my friends. Who, oh, by the way, I'm surprised they even remember me because I'm always riding, so I actually never go anywhere.
That's true. I think every horse person could make that comment.
Laura says, my Morgan mare is foaling next month, and a friend also has a mare that will be foaling next month. And so she offered to let my mare and foal stay with her at her place for free. And it's great that the foals are going to have each other to play with, but my baby will be here, and I don't know if I can do it. Foal them out here, then take them over there when they're about a week old. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's part of it, right? You just want to, I get it.
You know what? I raised three babies by themselves and they're all fine. So it's
fine. Whatever, Jamie did whatever. It. You can do it.
Yeah. Just don't imprint them. I would give you that advice to become monsters. Jenna says the batter. Oh, Jenna. Oh my God. I should have saved this one for last because it's really sad, but I'll go ahead and tell you. Jenna says the battery pack for my heated socks are like 2 inches too low for like me to wear them with my tall boots. So, oh my God, I have cold toes when I'm riding.
You can rewire them. Just add to extend the wires out.
Oh my God, that's so great. You know what? Obviously, you have to cut a little square in your boot for the battery pack to stick out, and then you need new boots for the summer.
That's perfect.
I mean, hello.
Then they can just fit. You put a little hook there. You're good to go.
Shelly says, when your plan was to take it easy this year and not show, and I just learned an award, my state's dressage association is offering an award for horses competing 18 years old and up, and my horse is 18, so now it looks like my plans have changed.
That's
you think
cool.
You're going to save money and not compete, and then you're like, let's do it.
It's
that's awesome.
Cool that they're honoring the older horses, and I'm sure it's an easier test too, so that's kind of cool.
Taylor says, I have all this tack I need to sell, but I have to sit down and clean it all, and that's just too much effort right now.
I got to tell you, I love our neighborhood we live in now. It has its own Facebook page, Steeplechase Farms, and we have our own Facebook page. And Jennifer has given up riding the electric bike, so I sold her electric bike and posted it yesterday morning, sold it yesterday afternoon. People took it away, done. And I didn't have to put it on Marketplace.
And now you're going to see it driving back and forth in front of your house.
Yes, that's true. And I didn't have to put it on Marketplace. And anything you don't have to put in Marketplace, I'm happy.
Yeah. Clark has one. Clark says, this is a problem we might have, babe. What an amazing year I've had with Seize the Gray winning the Grade 2 Pate Mile, the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby, and of course the Preakness Stakes. And he was awarded the Eclipse Award for Moment of 2024. And he has entered what looks to be like a very successful stallion career with me being able to own broodmares headed to go breed to Seize the Gray. And then I got my 1099 and all my winnings and I have to pay taxes. First world problem. I made so much money. I have to pay taxes.
Are we going to have to pay taxes on the $4 we won?
Chad says, I hope to have that problem. I don't think we pay on the $4. I think you have to make it enough.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm no tax expert. Heck. Amanda says, I got my first really bad ad prize, and it's the one I wanted because my horse is fat. And she got the book 33 Strength and Fitness Workouts for Horses. Yes. She says, it's the one I wanted because of my horse is fat. But now all I can think of is Glenn thinks my horse is fat.
That's coming from one fat horse owner to another fat horse owner. So I can relate.
Second to last, Celeste says the weather is finally starting to warm up enough that I should be able to ride at least one of my four horses a few days a week. But we're renovating the in-law apartment on my farm, so I'm not only too busy painting and laying floors to ride, I'm broke with all these remodeling costs.
Celeste seems to have been remodeling that farm for the last 20 years.
Bless her heart. It's just a work in progress. And then finally, Nicole. I saved this one for last. This one's also very sad. Poor Nicole. She said, my husband and I escaped the cold weather and went to an all-inclusive resort in the Dominican Republic to soak up the sun. But sitting in the pool lounge chairs and lazy river in a tube, inner tubes, made my back hurt. And like, I still haven't recovered. Oh my God. Poor thing, Nicole. Back pain from the lazy river tubes. I would punch you right now if you were close.
I thought she was going to say it rained the whole time or something like that, but nope.
No, she's very sad.
She's overworked.
Poor thing.
Too much play. All right. Thank you, everybody. And if you, too, as we said, want to become an auditor, just go to horseradionetwork.com and you can join in the fun and become one of the 600 that are in there now. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow, we'll have the American Horse Council on. They're actually going to be discussing what's going on with that bill, that the Soaring Act, and why it's been held up and all of that stuff. So they're going to discuss that tomorrow at length. So you'll hear that in tomorrow's show. And then Wednesday, Friday, we'll be here. And Mary Kitzmiller is later in the week. So we have a full week planned for you. What else is there to do in February? So here we are.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Although you have a lot to do. It's so nice out. You're going to want to be outside and not doing the show. So.
Oh, you know what I get to do actually at the end of the month? Ingrid Klimke is doing a clinic down in Texas in a couple of weeks. Oh. And so Larissa got me tickets for Christmas. So we are going to go down and watch. Yeah. I mean, she's amazing at dressage and eventing. She's, you know, like the best in the world. So cool.
All right. I'm excited. That's great. That's fun. All right. That's it. Auditors, hang on.
Spay, neuter, yell. Yell that stallion. Oh, breed the best of the best and make the best.
Time for the Auditor Post Show. We want to remind you that this is not always safe for work or the kiddos. Thanks for hanging around for our nonsense.
Before we get to talking about myracehorse.com, you were talking about Arabians. When I met Jennifer at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, there was a girl working in the cast that had a farm not too far from where the Renaissance Fair was, and she had Arabians. She was one of the wealthiest 21-year-olds I've ever met, because in that day, that was the height of the pure Arabians, you know, that they were selling for shows. And, I mean, she would sell these horses for $150,000, $200,000. She was 21.
Yeah, they do that a lot. And when I first moved to Arizona, there was an Egyptian place that was still selling horses to the sheikhs and importing them across the world, like sending them to the desert.
It's crazy the amount of money, you know, that they were getting for those show horses back then. That bubble kind of burst, you know, after that. But she took us to her barn one time. Of course, you know, I was new to this whole horse thing. That's when I first met Jennifer. Jennifer was interested, but she had a whole barn full of them.
Did you think that was normal?
It's just like, yeah, everybody makes a fortune doing horses. Look at her. Yeah, not so much. Speaking of making fortune doing horses, I saw you post the other day that you had bought another mice race horse. What are you up to now?
I'm up to four.
I didn't know you've been secretly buying these.
It's like an addiction. I'm like, it's only $70. It's so fun. So I own Caldera. See, there is one that I haven't bought, and that's Bob Baffert trained, because I don't want to own a horse that Bob Baffert has. And I did write a strongly worded letter to my racehorse, and they did write me back another strongly worded letter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I told everybody, I'm like, and that is the one horse that I have that has not sold
basically
out.
Said, really. We don't care what you think. We're still using Bob Baffert.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what they said. But I was like, hi, I am not supporting that. Anyway, I own Caldera, trained by Dwayne Lucas.
Which, by the way, apparently the next race is going to be the $400,000 Sunland Derby at Sunland Park, which I have no idea where that is. Is that Arizona?
I don't know. But I will tell you that I am rooting for him because they are talking Triple Crown Trail.
Really?
With that horse. Yeah. Yeah. That'd you might have nice. Done good. You might have done good. Right, yeah. And then
we can win $8.
We'll have to pay taxes on something, probably. Improbable Luck is also trained by Dwayne Lucas. And Improbable Luck, if racehorses tend to have their names. I don't see how Improbable Luck is.
Like kind of every, a dumb name for a racehorse.
They named it. They named it. We got to vote, and I clearly did not pick that name because I'm sorry. Improbable Luck means we're not going to have any luck. It's improbable that we're going to have any luck. And so far, every update is like, well, he's recovering from his cellulitis, and then the next one is like, he had a minor bout of salmonella when he was at the clinic.
Don't they listen to our show? Don't they know the rule
about naming a horse? Seriously. And then here's the next one I own, which is just a two-year-old, coming two-year-old, a horse named Money Problem by Munnings. And they named it Money Problem, M-U-N-N-Y. But I'm like, that's a terrible, I did not vote for that name either. So far, I am an O for voting for names because these people are going to learn. I think they think it's cute. Like, oh my God, we have a money problem. It's not cute. And then he's trained by Dwayne Lucas. And then this one I'm pretty excited about. It's a Steve Asmussen horse, the one I just bought last week, is named Native Brew. And he's also coming to
your I can see why you bought that one. That makes sense.
Why?
Native Brew. I can see why you bought that one.
It's not his name. I bought him because he's going to run. Steve Asmussen runs all of his horses at Remington twice a year.
So you can see him.
And so I might be able to go see him when he runs. So they're all currently down in like Texas and down at where Caldera is and Arkansas. And so he tends to run his horses all the time. And so I always see Steve Asmussen horses up and they always win. So I was like, well, I mean, let's go. So I've got a Steve Asmussen horse. Now, the other thing that they're doing that Clark did, and I'm really debating on doing this because it's kind of expensive, is you can buy four broodmares. It's called the Seize the Gray Broodmare Band. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I didn't quite get it.
Okay, so you basically are buying a share, like one, I think it's like 0.18 percentage share in a horse named Tiffany's Mo, who's currently in foal to Liam's Map, Community Adjusted, who's in foal to Quality Road, Joke Sissy, who's in foal to Archangelo, sorry, it's hard to say. And then Natural Beauty, who is in foal to Violence. So you got those four horses. They're going to foal this spring, and then those babies will be taken to the racehorse sale, and these mares are going to be bred back to Seize the Gray. Basically,
that's the part I missed. Was that
yeah.
part?
Okay. So basically, they're going to sell, I think that what they said, they're going to sell these four babies, and Clark can correct me if I'm wrong, sell the four, and then eventually they're going to keep one of the babies from Seize the Gray and probably sell the rest of them. So basically, you get 4, 8, 12 horses for the price of like 8.
I think it was like $230 or something was the
price. Like $278, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like they're free, Glenn. That's like 12 horses.
They are really getting clever, though, aren't they?
My
racehorse people.
I made money on Caldera already, and he's the only one of my guys that's racing.
Yeah, let's clarify. The $4.80, you mean?
93 cents, Glenn.
$4.93. Okay.
Hold on. Do I need to check that and make sure? Do I need to double check that?
I remember it was almost $5 we won on that. But now he's going to do a bigger race and we'll win almost $8.
Let me see my.
They said he's here. By the way, they said his training's going really, 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 really well. So there is a good shot.
$4.94.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that the only money you have in your account right now?
Well, it's funny. You could apply that to your next purchase. But I was like, no, I'm going to keep that account. Just like, just watch the money pour in so I can see how much I actually made.
And then you can use it as betting money on the horse later on when they're in the Triple Crown.
I'm keeping it all in the account. So when I've got 100,000 in there, I'm going to hold up to Chad and be like, told you.
What's Chad think of this? Jennifer wasn't a real fan, by the way.
He's a little disgusted. He's a little like, he kind of likens it to having a gambling app on my phone.
There are similarities.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But you know what? I could be buying drugs or shoes. So having a horse buying addiction, well, that's pretty bad too. That's kind of like drugs and shoes.
Yeah, kind of. And you and I were just such addictive personalities too. I mean, we've talked about this before. I always knew I could be addicted to stuff, so I didn't. You know, yeah. I've consciously made sure. If I had lived near a casino, I would have been done.
You know what? There's a casino near me, and I do not go.
I don't like the smoke. That helps deter me.
That's it. It's so, you go in there, and it's like going to Walmart at 3 a.m. You're like, who are these people, and where do they live?
If they had the non-smoking section, I would have been in trouble. Because blackjack is just, I could sit and play that every day for hours.
It's so fun.
It is. You and I have the same game, too. I am so glad there wasn't a casino near me. And you know, I'm pretty good on cruises, too, because of the smoke. If it wasn't for the smoke, I'd probably be at the casino all the time.
Right? Oh, they let people smoke on
a cruise?
That's
the only place. Yep. You have to either do it outside on deck or in the casino. So it's just like there's no incentive to go.
Wow.
Because I can't do it. And of course, because it is the only place to go, all the smokers go, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah.
Those little rooms in the airport that they used to have.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
That's the cruise casino.
Well, they used to have it in my high school. They'd have the smoking bathrooms. There's certain bathrooms that are designated the smokers. And of course, the teacher room, you'd open the teacher's room door and it would come flooding out into the hallway.
Oh my God.
That was before they went through phases. There was phase where there's no smoking, but they figured kids were doing it anyway. So they had a phase where you could smoke outside. Well, that didn't really work at, you know, when it's sub-zero out and snowing.
Can you believe people used to smoke on planes?
I remember that, actually.
Yeah.
And then
my mom.
Do you remember? I remember this distinctly. Then there was a phase where they had non-smoking sections in the restaurant. But when you went into the restaurant and asked to be seated, you have to ask for, because the non-smoking section was right beside the row of tables for the smoking. And they'd sit you right there. I was like, no, I need in the far end of the room, please. They went through that phase for a while. Even Cracker Barrel did that for a while.
My mom told this story of she was on a plane and there was a Indian guy next to her, and this man did not believe in using deodorant, and the person she was in the middle seat, so she's got BO on her left, and the guy on her right was a smoker, and she was like, I didn't know which way to lean. They were both bad.
Oh man, plane stories. Probably you could write a very funny book on people's plane stories.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're 4 racehorses in.
Yeah, it's really fun. I think it's fun. I get all these updates on them all the time.
Is there a way you can put a lock on the app?
I'm sure that. Well, it's tied to my PayPal. Actually, I think they have my credit card number.
Well, something exciting happened this afternoon. Ashley's coming to visit with her family and get to meet the little one. The little man will be along. So I haven't met him yet. And Ashley hasn't been to our farm yet, but she's in visiting her mom, lives not too far from us, actually. So I'm going to get to see Ashley this afternoon. So I'm very excited about that. Levi.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And she wants to meet Jennifer's new horse. So that'll be fun. I'm sure Jennifer's out polishing him up right now.
She has a baby. It is a baby. Like you're not going to be able to sit and like play with it.
No,
it's going to be just like laying there.
She already said we can only stay for an hour because the baby has to go down for a nap. So,
Yeah.
I guess life revolves around the baby. She did say the baby flew for the first time and didn't make a peep. Watched out the window the whole time. I said, well, you got a pilot in the making there.
Yeah.
Has he given up on the plane or is he still?
We've tabled things for a minute.
Okay, good.
It is, but he gets a magazine in the mail called like Sport Aviation. And I try to throw it away whenever I catch
it. You get so mad at him if he threw a horse magazine away. You guys have such double standards.
I get the mail. I'm like, oh, the Sport Aviation came in. There's like a whole like one ad section in the back. I'm like, no, No.
Rip those pages out. You're going to have the rest.
I haven't seen my sweets in a column one day and be like, I've got my magazine in 6 months. Oh, sir, we've been mailing them out. I don't know why you haven't received them.
Neighbor must be stealing those magazines. I don't understand it.
It's mail fraud is what it is, Glenn.
All right, we have to go. I have to get ready for company today. So,
okay, have some fun.
Thank you. Thank you all. And we'll talk to you all later.
Okay. Bye.
Congratulations. You made it through another post show. Thank you for all your support. Now, go.